I received information that the military police had deployed heavily at his residence, so I tried to go to his place and so that I could talk to him. The military said I couldn't. They said they did not know me as one of his lawyers, and they were not allowing people to get into his house or people to come out of his house.
Were you able to speak to him on phone after hearing that he's been placed under house arrest?
I have spoken to him on phone every 2 hours since then, and I last talked to him 2 hours ago.
Is the government or officials or the military officials explaining why he was placed under house arrest?
Yes, they claim that they are reinforcing his security because they have learned that he is insecure, and that's why they have deployed heavily in and outside his house.
So does that mean that they are denying that he's been placed under house arrest if indeed, in this case, they are protecting him?
Yeah, certainly they are denying that they have placed him under house arrest because, first of all, for them to admit that they have placed him under house arrest, it would be illegal because our law does not envisage house arrest. All arrests must be done in a non-place, a place of detention. So house arrests are not allowed under our law. So that's why they are refusing to admit that they have indeed put him under house arrest.
There are concerns that statement that General Sejusa has made basically undermines the rules governing military personnel in the country or the security agencies in the country, and they believe that he deserves what he is getting at the moment. As his lawyer, what is your response to such criticisms?
Sejusa yesterday addressed the press, and he said that he's not a career soldier. He joined the army in his youth, at the age of 30, after university, and he had seen that a lot had gone bad politically in his country and wanted to change that. He was not seeking a job in the army. He only had those ideals of any youth who wished to make changes to the political trends in his country. And that therefore, he needs to leave the army. He needs to be retired because he has served 34 years and he thinks that is sufficient. It's a long service, and he needs to leave the army, and that his application to leave the army should be considered legally and not by somebody who has to calculate political expedience out of it.
He is still a member of the military, and therefore some of the statements he made, like forcing President Museveni to leave when he is the commander-in-chief of the army, basically is treasonous, some people say.
Yeah, he made some political statements, but he's entitled to making those statements because the Constitution allows him. He's not excluded from making political statements, and he has always expressed his desire to leave the army since 1995. So he wants to leave the army so that he can actively participate in politics. So they should not hold it against him because he has always wanted to leave the army.
What is your next line of action as his lawyer? The government is denying that he's placed under house arrest, and the fact that you were prevented from going to see him with heavy security at his presence, not allowing anybody in or out. What is your next line of action?
Well, this is a weekend. Therefore, there's very little we can do because most of our work is through the courts. Secondly, we need to hear from government as to why they are keeping him. And if they state that they have placed him under house arrest, then we shall challenge that as being unlawful. But if they do not state so, we can still challenge it because he himself does not need that protection, and he has said so in very clear words.